Yes, she has a question, but we will leave it for now. But although she has not been included in past weeks, we would like her to participate in our topic this evening. That, my dear friends, is what is your truth? You remember last time I said we would speak about it.
Yes.
Yes. I delayed it from last time because some of you have had much deeper thinking this week. But, my dear friends, it may sound like a simple question, but I am sure each one of you has found it to be not so easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Therefore, my dear friends, let me say to you, let each one of you speak whilst the others listen, and then when each one has finished, you may converse amongst yourselves to see what similarities or how different your own truths may be. Are you happy to do this?
Yes.
I will not interrupt whilst you are speaking.
Perhaps we could begin with an email received from Jette, who, that is from Denmark,
yes,
who has sat with this group.
Yes.
On occasion. And perhaps I could read what she says. Transcripts and thanks us for sending them. She says, as always, I feel just as near as when I sat with you. The question, what is truth? I would like to give my sacred wisdom taught by Jeshua Ben Joseph, my friend and teacher. I have adopted his words of wisdom. The truth is true always. There is only love, lots of it.
Only love, not what?
Lots of it. All right.
I think those words. Yes, truth is that all-encompassing love, which you are all aware of. But what I am more interested in is the individual interpretation of your own truth.
Yes, so between ourselves, if we chatter, I know Sarah and I had the same idea, didn't we, Sarah?
What I felt was the inner knowing reaching out to what you instinctively know what is right, what is wrong. In that sense, that's a truth. It's searching for, we'll never actually get as far as the great creator, but everything that has been created, I just feel it's the inner thing, and I can't get anything like as good a interpretation of truth as the other person who rode up to heaven. And the only one I could think of was thought races upwards towards home.
Oh.
So your thoughts, which you say are the most powerful thing we have, are searching for the truth which is in spirit, which is home. So that's as near as I can get.
Mm. But on a daily basis, listening to yourself and knowing right from wrong, yes, I think it's inside. It's part of us. The truth is part of us.
And I think it comes. Sorry to interrupt. I think it comes out in you as well. You know, it makes the person. The truth is not just what's inside you, but it sort of seeps out into your whole being. Mm-hmm. So when you meet somebody, you feel something about that person because it's that inner something that's glowing out. Out of you, or not glowing out of you, depending on which one. Sorry, Annie, again, you carry on.
About you, Paul.
I thought that was a very good description.
Yeah,
I was also thinking, I think along those lines of it, that the inner knowing, when you hear truth, You feel it inside, and also when you speak the truth, it's coming from you could say your center or your heart, the gentle heart area.
Yeah.
That, or you could say your core, but it's not, I think we've talked before about, the spontaneous thought, the first thought, being the true coming from your spirit, rather than the secondary things which are often from the mind, but that they're not from that heart. In a central part of you.
When you say from the mind, do you mean the mind or the brain?
Oh, yeah, the logic side, the reason side. The logical side. I mean, that's okay, but that's not truth for me. Truth is much more coming from what you know. It's not a theoretical, not sort of deducing or anything. It's from your,
which
all your spiritual knowledge, experience.
It would be different for everyone, wouldn't it?
It's just different for everyone, isn't it?
Yes, it'll be different, but I think we always, there's something that's shared as well.
The core truth is the same for everybody.
Yeah.
So if someone speaks the truth in this room, we'll probably all feel it.
What about you, Anne?
Yes, I think I went along a slightly different tack. I felt it was about, there is an inner knowing that when you, as I reading the transcripts over the years, I came to know within me that's truth. And, what Simon was saying is truth. But I felt it was about your belief and values. And for me, that what seemed, I'm not putting this very well, but what seemed like a reason for being, or has come to be a reason for being, is that the I am, and always have been, and always will be, and I'm one with all creation, and this is my truth,
anyone. Yeah,
and what I think, do and say about anyone else I is as to myself. I thought that seems to me my truth, and I suppose I'm not sure if that's the right approach.
Sounds good then. Mm-hmm.
I suppose it's important to do it for me. I don't put it into practice, but it's important for me to try to do as I would be done by, and bear back for the grace. That's a funny phrase, isn't it? Bear back for the grace of God's life.
George?
I've tried to reason from a slightly different direction, beginning with truth is that which is. But that which is requires careful definition. That which is the physical space-time creation and the spirit creation that has form and the spirit creation without form. All is in total an expression of the creative principle. So in a sense one might say that truth is the creative principle. And that embraces love. And to me quite recently, or this last week, and in a synchronistic way, I was looking at the pages of the book, and it referred to the ancient manuscript known as the Bhagavad Gita, and in slightly different words it stated precisely this, that truth is the Supreme Godhead. And of course the creative principle permeates all, so that I would say is truth.
But it must change with each lifetime as well, because
yes,
I think of a Christian.
Yes, I meant to say as well that we are all part of the spiritual and physical creation, and we are evolving with the entire system as we are evolving along different pathways and to different extents our perception of that truth will differ from one to another.
Mm.
Yeah.
We know there can only be one truth, but I was thinking, well, okay, if Christians follow Jesus, to them that's true.
That's their truth.
And the other religions as well.
Mm.
So it must change as we go through the lives.
But we accept that, go on. I was going to say that all...
The bit that didn't change, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, there is only one truth.
Yes, and all religions are based really on the same, on the great love. Creative force.
Yes. Love, yes.
Or love.
Love,
or
well.
Love.
Love.
So it's all the same, which is
love. Is the one truth.
Is
how about you, Natalie? Have you had any thoughts?
Yes, it's from there.
I'm sure it's just that feeling, really.
Yes.
It's what I can't hear, Natalie.
Just the feeling. Like, that feeling inside, you know, what truth is.
Yes.
You can't quite
your conscience.
It.
Yeah.
Sort of,
conscience. Yeah.
True.
Even then we get it wrong.
I suppose yes, it changes too, doesn't it? Our truth now is probably not what it was 30 years ago.
I sort of feel
it was.
It grows, maybe.
It grows, yeah. It's growing now, like a seed, isn't it?
I feel that truth is the same. It's truth is always truth. Regardless of what happens, how we develop or not develop, truth is a sort of a static thing that
it's what we're searching for, maybe.
And what is?
I think nothing's static exactly. I would say, like everything is
evolving.
Is evolving. So
yes.
Even truth is. The core of it's kind of, it's the same, and yet
yes.
It's also expanding.
Yes, I think static was the wrong word. I think that what I meant was
it's sort of unchanging, and yet in your
maybe your perception of
your
it,
perception of it perhaps
it changes, but the actual truth
is always
going to be pretty much the same. It's just your interpretation of it.
I think the central truth can also be approached from different directions. When we, for example, know perhaps the closest part of creation to spirit is what we describe as the void. But today's scientists, some of today's scientists, are, through theorizing, describing what they name to be the quantum vacuum. And they ascribe properties to this timeless and without space. And I rather think they are describing spirit, or what we would call the void. So that is coming from quite a different direction. But I think they too are homing in on truth.
Is there a distinction between truth and love?
I would say we've all, I think, mentioned the connection to the creation, and the creation has been created in love.
Truth is love.
So there has to be a close association. I feel one might say the creation has more shape to it than pure love, which I feel is of a more abstract sense, or it's easier to describe the creation than to describe a formless love. I'm not sure if I'm phrasing that correctly.
Sandler's always said everything's done in truth and love, so perhaps there is a slight difference there, but perhaps there are things that just go hand in hand.
When I think about them, I feel they are sort of part of the same ball.
That's right, they are.
The same energy.
I feel now is the time to join in your conversation.
Thank you.
The diversity of your words are most interesting. You see the connections and the differences between you. I am sure you will agree. I will say only this to you, my dear friends. You have spoken much on truth. You have each given what you feel to be truth. I will say to you, cosmic truth cannot be transmuted in any way. And yes, you are right. Truth is love. But the purest form of love, which you, each as individuals, have not encountered. Love is subject to many emotions when you speak as individuals. But cosmic love cannot be changed. It is the very being of existence. As the gentleman here by me has said, it is a word. Love is only a word. to describe the indescribable. When we speak of truth, yes, it changes with each individual life and your perceptions of it, as someone here has mentioned. But what is your own individual truth in this lifetime? It is your very being, your heart, your soul, and someone too has mentioned instinctive feelings. All of these things play a part in individual truth. And I feel, my dear friends, that you have captured between you what truth truly is. But what I would have liked to hear is a little more of your own personal truths in this lifetime. Each of you has touched upon it briefly. One's own truth may not be another's truth. You are correct in that assumption. That is why, on this earth plane, there are so many disagreements among mankind. Because man cannot agree with what another feels and thinks to be true. I'm sure you would agree.
Yes. Yeah. So if that is the case, if this is always going to be the case that we have our different truths, is man? You said there will be a time when we will all, with love, we'll get on all right together, but it's going to take a very long time because people have. They're not going to agree, but they've got to learn to agree on the differences. But mankind will then never truly agree, surely, if we're going to have our own different truths.
Whilst mankind is clothed in physical garb, there will be difficulties. But never doubt, my dear friend, that we, in spirit, work tirelessly for the knowledge of the cosmic truth to be given to each one. Not individual truth, cosmic truth. And that will take much time. But as the gentleman has already said, your scientists are now beginning to find that all that has been believed to be true is changing. And that is as it should be. That is because of the influence from our world. But truth is love in the purest sense. Truth can never be changed because truth is existence. Purity of existence, creation, that it encumbers.
And where we have the many disagreements in the world, I think it is part of our growing up,
yes,
to recognize that this will be so, and to no longer go to war over silly differences, but to simply recognize that there are differences, and this is as it should be.
Yes. Each individual, as the gentleman said earlier, you need to find that core being within to truly understand yourselves first and foremost, and then to look outwards and to extend that love from within. That is the way forward to recognizing truth. It must first come from within.
Yes.
Have you any questions?
I was just thinking about politicians, and sometimes they speak as if it is all on the surface, but sometimes there is one who speaks and one feels that what he is saying has come from within.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Of course, you are, as human beings, different from one another. That has been your choice, my dear friend. That you come to be clothed in this physical overcoat with all of its restrictions in order that you may learn a little more. That spiritual aspect of you can come to the fore, recognize, and then to give forth the knowledge from within. You understand? And that, my dear friends, is the basis of your own individual truths in any lifetime. That is what you are trying to achieve.
I'm just thinking of, in this country, we're very free to have our thoughts, and obviously in private you can think what you like, because nobody will know what you're thinking. But
we do.
Oh, you do, but I was thinking of, you know, I was thinking in countries where the people, the population would be very oppressed, or even brainwashed, the humans wouldn't know if you're what you're thinking, but it's also must be very difficult. I know they choose their lives, but it must be very difficult if you've been sort of brainwashed. I was thinking of the Japanese. I was reading about the rape of, is it Nanking or something, and they were saying how the Japanese were treated. They were treated badly by their superiors, and they, each superior treated the person underneath them badly. And you know, when you're sort of had a lifetime of being treated badly and perhaps not had a chance to think well, it's a lot harder for those people to let their own truth come out, because they, I suppose, fear plays a part in it as well.
Yes, we do not deny the difficulties and the troubles of your world, but remember, each one of you, as spirit, has a responsibility for your own thought. No matter what happens to you in this one life, I am sure each and every one of you must be aware of those individuals who would seem to rise above all the terrors that exist in your world, and their light shines forth. That should be the aim, no matter what circumstance you find yourself in. You must keep that light shining brightly. No one says it is easy. And we do understand the fears and the terrors and the injustices of your world. But man has created these things for himself. But the light within, as you go through this lifetime or any other lifetime, needs to be nurtured, needs to be made strong, so that link with your own soul outshines all injustice.
See, we're lucky we've had your teaching. There are many, many others who aren't so fortunate as us. And
but they are never alone.
No.
But because of situations, they cannot find themselves.
No.
That is the sadness.
And also, you know, if they're brought up to believe that there is no other life than this life.
Yes.
That makes it doubly hard for them.
Yes, of course.
Could I just say this has been a wonderful exercise. We have tended to think at personal levels, but those personal levels within the great complex of creation.
Yes.
It's helped me to realize just how complex, how wonderful the whole system is, with the different parts, the space-time creation, the form, the spirit part with form, the more basic formless spirit, and the lines of communication and feedback between all these parts. It's an incredible recipe for an ever ongoing evolution. I feel that I've become more aware of this as a result of this thinking exercise. Thank you so much.
I thank you, dear friend. What I wish to say to you now, before I take my leave, is this, my dear friends, that remember, no matter what your lifestyles, no matter what your thoughts, your feelings however you may describe yourselves. That deep within, my friends, you are sparks of pure love. Keep this in mind, and always you will be guided on the right pathway, not only in this lifetime, but when you return home, that knowledge of who and what you are can rejoin that purity of spirit. And with those words, my dear friends, I will leave you as ever, cloaked in the love of spirit, and know that I am with you always.
Thank you.